This is the Integration Tools Podcast, episode 63, for the weekend. It's Saturday, May 26, 2012. The Integration Tools Podcast is sponsored by Bequam, Inc., consulting on data as a service. Contact sales at bequam.com or Twitter at Bequam, Inc. Products, news, and events related to integration tools. San Mateo, California, March 29, 2012. SnapLogic announced new real-time data and workflow monitoring capabilities. These capabilities are part of the latest release of the SnapLogic Cloud Integration Platform. Highlights include real-time data flow analysis, which is a new view showing comprehensive performance metrics, enhanced debugging, which allows users to follow data flowing through an integration workflow, and auto-suggest for Salesforce Object Query Language. Las Vegas, Nevada, May 23, 2012. Talend announced the availability of Talend's data integration and data quality solutions for the entire EMC GreenPlum database and data analytics portfolio. Talend is certified to support the following GreenPlum products: GreenPlum Database, GreenPlum Unified Analytics Platform, GreenPlum HD, and GreenPlum MR. New York, New York, May 23, 2012. Pentaho Corporation and TenGen, the company behind MongoDB, announced a partnership to provide direct integration between Pentaho Business Analytics and MongoDB. Pentaho provides a graphical interface for easily orchestrating MongoDB data management workflows. Events. Los Altos, California, May 24, 2012. Talend announces Talend Connect User, Customer, and Partner Conference. Connect is the first in a series of regional community, customer, and partner conferences held on June 12, 2012 in Frankfurt, Germany, and also on June 19, 2012 in Boston. The event will showcase recent innovations, including Talend Open Studio for Big Data. For more information about Talend Connect and to register, please visit http://talend.com/talendconnect. Usually on the Integration Tools Podcast, I report on stories related to integration tools and offer the occasional editorial. This week, I have an interview with an integration tools vendor called Oakland Software. We're talking with Francis Upton, President and CTO of Oakland Software. Oakland Software makes the Oakland Data Transformer, or ODT, which includes an Eclipse-based designer and runtime that is integrated with Apache Camel via the Talend ESB, the Mule ESB, and Java. Welcome, Francis.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us about Oakland Software.
Well, we started in 2004, mainly to work on different enterprise system software pieces. We originally worked on a Java HTTP client, which handled some deficiencies that the Sun one didn't have, and sold that for a number of years. And then we got started with what became ODT by working on a project with a very large EDI system provider. They commissioned us to develop this product for high-end data transformation, and had a number of requirements that, very large documents, large numbers of maps, high transaction volumes, be usable by non-technical personnel. So we basically developed that product, which became ODT, and we've been focused on that ever since then.
And what is the ODT?
Basically, it's a high-end data transformer. So it's designed to map documents from one form to another, a transformation tool using the graphical interface. It's designed to be used by both technical and non-technical personnel. It's written in Java. It works with the Eclipse IDE, so it's packaged as a plug-in into the Eclipse IDE. And it transforms documents that are in XML, in EDI. It transforms Java objects, database, COBOL, and other flat files. And it's really been designed from the ground up to work with very large and complicated documents, things like the different flavors of VDI, X12, HIPAA, EDIFACT, the OAGI documents, FPML, UBL, GS1. So these very complex XML standards. It also works with very complicated Java object graphs. And it's designed to handle complex transformations, validation, complex validation rules, integration with ESBs. We integrate with Apache Camel, which is Talon, and the Mule ESB. It's also got a number of features for reuse using inheritance, source control integration, and it also supports automated map testing. So those are a few of the features of ODT.
This podcast reports on some 30-odd pure-play integration tool vendors. Where does ODT fit in the integration tools marketplace?
Basically, ODT is designed to deal only with the problem of data transformation. So the main place it fits right now is in the Enterprise Service Bus, or ESB, space. So if you're using Apache Camel, which would be Talon, or FuseSource, or if you're using the Mule ESB or other ESBs, or if you're, you know, if you're just using Java directly and you need to do data transformation, so you've got some input bytes that are, you know, some message that contains some kind of document and you want to get it to another kind of document, that's where you would fit ODT. It's not itself an ESB. It doesn't have connectors to other things, anything like that. It just deals with the problem of getting a document from one form to another. So it's also not specifically targeted for ETL, enterprise extract, transform, and load. So it's not designed at the moment for dealing with large batches of documents if you want to, you know, migrate a database or load a database and so forth. So it's mainly designed for sort of transactional processing of, online processing of business documents.
You mentioned testing before. How do you test ODT transformations?
Well, there's several levels of testing. So, one of the things that ODT does very well is it handles sample documents. So you can, when you import some kind of definition or create a definition, you know, you import your XML schema or whatever, then you can provide it with sample instance documents, which it will record with the, it'll remember with the ODT structure definitions. So then you can create a map from those definitions, which maps one structure to another. And as you're doing the map, you're testing the map in the context of the sample document. So you can map each item, and you can see that the map worked. You can also have a sample document associated with your map output. So you could see, as you're building your map, what the output should look like according to the sample that you were given. So you test your map incrementally as you build it. You can run each item in the map separately, or each collection of items in the map separately. And then you can also create an automated test case. So if you run something that you like and you like the output, then you can push a button and it will create a test case for that and remember the test case with the map. And you can execute the test cases at any time. And you can also copy and modify the test cases. So say you want to test the mapping with several different values that were not provided in the sample document. You can create different test cases for that and run them. And finally, you can test the entire map, as you know, in the designer. And then it's also very easy to deploy the map for testing in your ESB if you're using the ESB. And then so you can execute the ESB inside of Eclipse and run the deployed version of the map and make sure that it's correct. Our sample document support is also integrated with the ESB so that you could actually make JUnit tests and work with your ESBs and work with the sample documents that you were given or modified.
How does ODT compare to other mapping transformation tools?
Well, it's pretty unique in several ways. So the areas where ODT sort of uniquely solves problems is in, for example, customer onboarding. So you can take input documents from the customer in various forms and transform them to your standard documents. And there's a lot of reuse that's possible with ODT. So ODT has a feature that allows you to inherit map from one map to another. So you could have some standard maps or mapper maps that define standard transformations from one type of document to another. And in one case, you could inherit from those standard maps to quickly get your customer on board. And then as you change the standard maps, the inherited maps will automatically change. So this is a feature that's just not in any other transformation tool at all. The other things that ODT does really well is it has very robust Java support. So it handles very complex and large Java object graphs, and it handles subclassing in an elegant way, so you can choose which subclass you want to emit when you're doing your Java outputs. And to more directly answer your question about how does it compare to other mapping and transformation tools, basically, we look at the tools in sort of two categories. There's sort of the low-end tools that are relatively cheap and require you to draw pictures of things. We believe that any transformation tool which requires you to draw a picture of something just simply isn't going to scale. It's not going to deal with any kind of document that has hundreds or thousands of elements. It quickly becomes completely unusable. And in addition, the low-end tools don't support any of the reuse or the handling of the real complex and real XSD and Java documents like ODT. They also don't support validation, extensive validation, dependency management, version migration, and so forth. And then the very high-end tools, there's several categories of those, and those are extremely expensive, much more expensive than ODT. And even those don't support the notion of map inheritance. IBM's high-end tool does not support Java transformation along with XML transformation, so you can't directly transform XML to Java, for example. They don't support dependency management of the transformation artifacts. So they don't have comprehensive validation support. They don't have support for version migration. It's another big issue that ODT helps in. When you're doing these very large documents that are standards, you'll have situations where you want to upgrade your standard document that you're working with to a higher version. And this is a problem that's happened in EDI for years, and a number of products support that pretty well. We generally support that across EDI, XML, Java, everything. We have the same mechanism that supports that and uses an inheritance mechanism. So that's sort of a summary of how it compares to some of the other tools that are out there.
What's on the roadmap for ODT?
Basically, we try to release every 6 months and a functionality release. We have bug fix releases more frequent than that. And in our next release, we're going to have a visual compare editor so that you can visually compare with previous versions of your maps and structures against your source control system to have more robust team developer support. We're planning better integration with Maven. So those are what's going to be in the next release.
Francis Upton is the president and CTO of Oakland Software. Oakland Software makes the Oakland Data Transformer. For free downloads of Oakland Data Transformer's designer product and evaluation copies of the runtime, visit www.oaklandsoftware.com or email sales@oaklandsoftware.com. Francis, thanks very much for being on the Integration Tools Podcast.
Carl, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
This has been the Integration Tools Podcast, sponsored by Bequam, Inc., consulting on data as a service. Contact sales@bequam.com or Twitter @Bequam, Inc. I'm Carl Walker. and I'll talk to you next week.